He's got the toys.
He's got showmanship.
And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, here's the guru of gadgets. The dapper and dashing Don Bain.
Gadget Professor.
The Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone. This is Don Bain, the Gadget Professor, coming to you live and in color from Narragansett, Rhode Island. Yes, I'm not in the studio. How did you recognize that? And I won't be back in the studio for a while. I'm going to be stationed here in Narragansett, Rhode Island, because I'll be doing some work in the Boston area for the next few months. So you'll have to bear with me. If you're new to the Gadget Professor, thank you so much for tuning in. If you're old to the Gadget Professor, welcome back. And today we have a great episode, episode 106, and I have a phenomenal gadget, something that I really like. It's a very clever device and a very functional device, and I think everybody's going to enjoy it. So the first thing we want to do is we want to learn, before we get into the gadget of the day, is how do we get in touch with the Gadget Professor? And that's real easy. You can go to thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. I am there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you email me, I promise you, I will email you back. Also, you can go to my webpage. Well, the easiest way to get to the Gadget Professor is go to my website. It would be thegadgetprofessor.com. And at thegadgetprofessor.com, you will see my webpage, which makes sense. If you go to this brown box up here, if you count down five, you click that button, The Gadget Professor, and it will automatically subscribe you to the show. Our show is available pretty much in any glass format that's out there, iTunes. You can follow us on iTunes. You can get The Gadget Professor on iPad, iPod, your Roku box, Boxy box, Samsung TV, or you can just watch The Gadget Professor right on the browser here, right on our webpage. If you just scroll down here a little bit, you will see this button that says The Gadget Professor. And if you click it, guess what? You'll see The Gadget Professor show. Another thing that you definitely want to do when you go on to the GadgetProfessor.com website is to click this little button here. It says sign up for the newsletter. The newsletter is very, very important, because when you click to subscribe to the newsletter, every Thursday evening, as soon as the show comes out, in your inbox, you will see the show notes. And the show notes contain everything that we discussed in the show, and all the URLs that we talked about are hot linked, and you can just click on it, and away you go. So the show notes are a handy thing to have, and I hope that everybody would subscribe to the show notes. And, of course, we're on Facebook. The Gadget Professor, facebook.com/TheGadgetProfessor. Check us out there. I hope you would like it. We also post our shows on Facebook. And I am always tweeting like 20, 30, 40 times a day. And you can follow me at The Gadget Professor at Twitter. But also, if you really want to get a good visualization for what's going on in technology on a day-by-day basis, check out my Rebel Mouse page. It's rebelmouse.com/gadgetprofessor. This is totally free, and this is updated. I just can't tell you how many. It's constantly updated all times during the day, so you can look at it now, and an hour from now it will change. And what I love about Rebel Mouse is it gives you a complete visualization of every single thing that I'm tweeting about in a pictorial. So you can just look at the pictures, and if something looks interesting to you, just click on it, and we'll give you all the information. And of course, I even post the Gadget Professor episodes on Rebel Mouse. I really, really like Rebel Mouse, and it's totally free. That would be rebelmouse/gadgetprofessor, and that will, of course, be on the show notes. So let's take a look at some software today, some great apps, before we get into our gadget of the day. And the first one I'm going to point out is, this is made by a company that actually gives you a free, the software to make a free personal video recorder. It's called Next PVR. And what this does is it makes, essentially allows you to watch TV with a fast channel changing and time shifting, picture in picture. You can record a show or a whole season from your on-screen TV guide. Worldwide TV standards, multiple record, they're all supported. This is totally free, and it's called Next PVR. And essentially what you can do is make your laptop or your desktop into a free personal video recorder and media center. And it's only for Microsoft Windows, but this gives you everything that you need to know, how to hook it up, the feature sets. If you click on screenshots, you're going to see just a ton of different views that this software will allow you to do. It's very, very cool stuff and totally free. And if you're ever interested in recording something digitally onto your laptop or your desktop, this is definitely something that you want to check out. The next item that we have today is another piece of totally free software. Hey, you're watching The Gadget Professor, of course. This allows you to text anywhere, anytime, on any device. You can send and receive all your texts on your notebook, your desktop computer, or your tablet, just like your smartphone. A lot of people think you can only text on a smartphone or on a tablet, but that's not true. You actually can put this SMS on your desktop computer, so as you're working on your desktop or your laptop, you can actually send and receive SMS on your computer using any browser. And this gives you all the poop on it. Again, it's totally free. You can invite everyone you know to use this app, and you can text with them on my SMS. So I will have this in the show notes. Another cool piece of software that we came up with this week is called favebrowser.com backup. And this is a simple solution for you to back up and restore your web browser settings and other data on your Windows platform, Vista, Windows 2000, you get the picture. There's no installation required. This is an app that you just click on, and it will automatically back up your favorites, your history, your bookmarks, and it works on every single browser that's out there, at least all the good ones: Internet Explorer, Firefox, Opera, Safari, Google Chrome, and it's quite robust, totally free. Check that out. Here's a cool piece of software. I downloaded it and I haven't really tested it thoroughly, but from what I see, it's kind of neat. This is called WizMouse, and it makes your mouse wheel work on a Windows platform kind of in lieu of what kind of mouse you have or what features are available on the website. So it enables the mouse wheel in applications that don't really support mouse wheels. You can reverse the scroll if you want it, and there's a bunch of things, features that you have, and it's kind of neat, and I think you should download it if you want to fool around with it, and if you like it, keep it. If you don't like it, you can easily uninstall it, but it's kind of interesting. I'm still trying to get used to it. I'm not sure if I like it or not, but it's interesting enough that I thought I would mention it. This one I really like. This is called Shareaholic for Google Chrome. And what this will do is it allows you to share links from within your Chrome browser from any web page with anyone using the same services that you're already using, know and love, like Facebook, Twitter, Gmail, Evernote, Delicious, Dig. The list goes on and on. There's probably 50 to 100 different applications that you can share the web page that you're interested with, and it's just an add-on to the Chrome interface. And what's nice about it is here's the little icon up here. So all you do is click on that, and what it does is it gives you a drop-down menu, as you can see here, and you just click. You want to share the page on Twitter, on Twitter, Facebook, Tumblr, Delicious, WordPress, Pinboard. There's hundreds of options that you could choose from and customize. So this is a great feature. One click and bam, you're sharing that website. So check that out. Shareaholic for Google Chrome. Totally free. It's an add-on, and I really think it's a cool device, and I like it. And of course, it's free. And now what we want to do without any further hesitation is go into the gadget of the day. And this is put out by a company called Zom. And I really, really like this gadget. It's affordable, it's functional, and I definitely like it. It's easy to set up for the most part. It takes you a couple minutes to figure out what you're doing, but we're going to run through that right now. So let's take a close-up view of this wireless leash, the wireless leash by Zom. So here we have it. This is called the wireless leash, and it's made by a company called Zom, Zomm.com. And let's take a look. It comes in a very clever package, although I think they did change the packaging just recently. But in a nutshell, what this does is it keeps your phone secure. If you get separated from this little device, and I'll show you that in a second, it starts to blink, beep, and the beep gets louder and louder, and it tells you that you've left your cell phone behind because it's paired with this through Bluetooth. Kind of interesting. Another thing that this will do is it's actually a speakerphone, and we'll take a look at how that works in a second. And last but not least, which is kind of important, is it makes an emergency call for you. So if you actually push this button, and I'll show you how that works, it will actually call someone, and you can determine who it is that you want to call to make that emergency call. And last but not least, if you hold this in for, I think, 15 seconds, it's a loud panic alarm. Not that loud, but it's loud enough that if you're in a restaurant or outside, it will attract attention. So this is something that I think is useful for anybody who has a disability or who's ill and who never knows that if you never know when you're going to be ill, it's a great little gadget for that. But most importantly, what I like about it is that you'll never leave your phone behind. So let's open this up and take a look at how it works. As I said, the packaging has changed, but basically this top comes off, and they have a very clever piece of plastic that holds the device in, and I will pry this little baby out of here. So this is what it looks like, and we'll take a close-up of that in a second. And when you slide this up, here's all the goodies that come with it. You get an instruction book, which I urge you to read. I've read it several times because I had some trouble hooking this up, but after I read the directions, it was easy. It comes with its own power supply. So obviously this plugs in the wall, and this USB port will plug in the side of this device. So there is a charge capability of it, and it's a little piece of black rubber here that just pulls out. I don't know if you can see that, but that's kind of what it looks like. And here's your charger. It also comes with a USB attaching cable. Now this is an important cable. One end goes into the USB port on your computer, could be Mac, could be PC, whatever, and the other end obviously attaches into the device, like so. Now from this device you can charge it on your computer, but more importantly this will actually be read by your computer, and there's software that you need to download. We'll take a look at that in a minute. And the software actually speaks and programs that special emergency number and also a couple other things directly into the device. So you definitely don't want to lose this cord. It's easy to replace. It's a standard cord. If you have a Droid, you're all set because it's the same cord. The other thing that comes with this is a little keychain so that you can actually put this. There's a metal piece here. You can see it right there. So you can put this metal keychain or anyone you want right on this device, because that's ultimately where it's going to end up, is on your keychain. And then last but not least, it has this little clip holder that you can put on your shirt pocket or your belt. I particularly don't like this. If I bought this device, which I did do, I would put this on my keychain. That way you're not going to lose it. So here's how it works. The first thing you want to do is you want to get your cell phone. And I'm going to turn my cell phone on, which it is, and I'm going to go to Bluetooth settings, which you can kind of see there, and I'm going to click Bluetooth on, and I'm going to make it visible. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to hold in this button, and it says N right there. You can see the little N, and I'm going to hold my finger on it until it lights up and starts to blink. There we go. So you can see that pulsing. You see it going blinking, flashing, and right now, you heard that one more beep, and it's actually picked up. There it is, Zom, already picked up. Once you pair it with your phone, you never have to worry about it. It will pick it up instantly, and that's essentially what this did. It was not even 1 second, and this found the phone. So now you have this device on your keychain, and you have your cell phone in your pocket or on your cell phone holder, whatever the case may be. Or if you're like the gadget professor, you have your cell phone and it's sitting on the table while you're eating in a restaurant or yapping to someone and you just forget that the cell phone's there. Now, what happens is when this separates, and you can control how many feet, I think it's, you have an option of 20 to 30 feet. When these separate, either the 20 to 30 feet that you've pre-programmed in, this device, which is on your keychain, is going to tell you that. So if you're driving a car, and most people are, and this is on your keychain, you can't start the car without your keys. So you're going to want to always know where your keys are. If you don't have your keys with you, then you don't have this device with you, and this device won't work. But assuming that you have the keys to your car and this is on the keychain, and now you've left your cell phone, your smartphone, on the table and you're gone, you're walking out of the restaurant. What I'm going to do right now is I'm actually, instead of walking 30 feet away because I don't want to leave you in the dark, I'm actually just going to go here and turn my Bluetooth off. So there it is. My Bluetooth is off. So watch what happens to this device. Right now it's vibrating, which I wouldn't know. Now it's flashing, which I still might not see it. But now it's starting to beep. Now it's getting loud. So it's unlikely that you wouldn't hear this. And this is going to beep telling you that you have now separated from your cell phone and you better go back and get it. So that's a cool thing, and I like that a lot. Now, the other thing that this will do, I'm going to turn my phone, my Bluetooth, back on. And you might hear the beep, you might not. So my Bluetooth is on, and I'm going to say, find any devices. And you'll hear this beep, I believe. I'm going to watch the cell phone, and I don't see it connecting yet. There it is. So it just paired with the phone. Now, what I can do is if I hold this in, I'm actually pushing that button in and holding it. There's my panic alarm. So I'll turn that off. If I hold this for 15 seconds, what it will do is it will actually dial an emergency number that I have pre-programmed on my cell phone, and it will actually dial out. And what's very cool about this, it's not the best, but it definitely works, is there's a little speaker here. I don't know if you can see it. Let's see here. There you go. You can see the speaker. So this is actually a speaker phone, which means if this phone is on the table or whatever, and I have my keys, and I don't want to answer the phone by picking it up, if I push this button, this little button here, it will actually answer the phone for me, and I can speak right into this unit and hear back and forth. It's a little portable speaker button. Now, if you make that emergency call, and I don't like to put 911 in it because I don't want to fool around with that, but if I were to put my wife's number in that, or my wife was to put her number in this, and there was an emergency, if she holds this down for 15 seconds, this will actually dial that emergency number phone, whatever it is you programmed, and you actually could speak in and say, I need help, or whatever the situation is. And as soon as you answer the phone, it says on the phone when you answer it that this is an emergency call, which immediately says, like, whoa, what's going on? And you know it's coming from this device. It's a very cool device, very functional, and it's actually won the award in 2010 at the Consumer Electronics Show. Very, very clever device. Let's take a look at the website. So here we are again back at their website. It's zomm.com. And I'm on the products page. They have several products, but this is called the Wireless Leash. And this is an award-winning wireless leash. It's the ultimate in safety and security. Its one-button operation is intuitive and makes connecting to emergency assistance easy. It's small, it's portable. The Wireless Leash wirelessly tethers to nearly any Bluetooth-enabled mobile phone. Now, that's interesting because maybe it will, I don't know why it wouldn't tether to my laptop and do the same thing if I get separated from my laptop and beep. To me, Bluetooth is Bluetooth. I haven't tried that yet, but it would probably work just like that. So there's several videos on the website that you can watch and show you its applications. They do make a wireless leash plus, and the only difference with that is that it will work with your iPhone. It has an iPhone app. Now, here's what I talked about when I said the 911 assistance during a stressful emergency. I guess any emergency is stressful, but you don't have time to pull out your phone. You just need assistance, so you can just push that center end button and make the call. Let's see here. It also goes on and talks about the app. Now, let's take a look at the app itself. First of all, you can download the app directly onto your computer, and you can do some customization with that. And the way you do that is you just go to My Zoom, and I am going to log in right now. And we'll take a look at what that looks like. So let's put my password in here. And and I am going to log in. And essentially now what you're seeing is my Zoom device, and I have the leash on long, and that basically means it goes up to 30 feet, and I have the features, they're all on. And if I had my device plugged in, this little light here plug-in would be, instead of gray, would be green. It would actually see my device. And if I click on customize, it says, hey, I can't customize it because the device isn't plugged in the computer. So once this is, once my little blue device is plugged into my computer with that little wire that I showed you, you're able to access that and customize the telephone number for your emergency and also the distance of the leash. You also have the ability to go in and put this app, and let's see if we could find where the app is here. So here's the apps. So what you're going to do is you're just going to go in and you're going to download the MyZOM for iPhone or MyZOM for Android, and it actually downloads the app to your phone. It's for the Mac or the PC, and it works quite well. So you have the app on your phone as well as on your computer, and it works pretty well, as I said, and it's relatively inexpensive. Now, here's the thing I don't understand. If you go on their website, it's $69.95. Plus shipping and handling and, of course, sales tax. So the wireless leash is guaranteed if you want to spend an extra $19.95, which I don't. So it's $69. Let's call it $70 even. However, if you go to Amazon, you can buy the same device for $40.98. Here it is here in black, which is what I've just demonstrated for you. So for $49, call it $41, I'm sorry, not 49. For $40.98, it's well worth it because your cell phone, your smartphone is worth more than that. The ability to dial an emergency number is certainly a cool thing. So there you have it, small, light, lively. You can eat it if you want. I think it's a great device. For $40, it's worth it. It really is. The speakerphone is not the best. However, it does work. It's not going to give you super sound. There's just no way it is. But you definitely can hear who's on the other end, both receiving the call and actually speaking into it. It does work. Not the best as far as the speakerphone goes. But to me, the main functionality of this is you won't forget your phone. And that I've done that more than once. And if people remember watching me I think at CES, not this year, but last year at CES, I was doing a demo and some lady actually said, oh, I forgot my cell phone. Does anybody have a Droid? And I said, sure, here you go. And I gave her the Droid and she did her demo and everything worked well for her and she left with my phone. And I was freaking out because I was actually broadcasting live and the lady took my cell phone. If I had this device with me, as soon as she got 30 feet, this would have started beeping like crazy, and I would have heard that, and I would have gone after her and got my phone back. But I got my phone back anyway. It was about 8 hours later, but I did manage to get it back. So I hope that you enjoyed the Gadget Professor this week. I enjoyed bringing it to you. I apologize about the technical, essence of this show, but I am working out of the studio here in Narragansett. I have a lot of equipment that is sitting on the floor in boxes, and I've got to hook it up if I get a chance. And it will make my production a little bit easier, and hopefully you will enjoy the show a little bit better. But I think we got the show across today, and we're just not looking at that beautiful, fancy studio behind me, and I don't have Wildman Mike running the microphones, running the mixer, the cameras, and all that stuff, and putting up the special effects. So, well, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I really appreciate your viewership. As I mentioned a couple times before, we're now heard in 162 countries around the world. It's amazing to me. I appreciate everybody watching the show and giving me all your feedback. Email me at any time at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. I love hearing from you. If you have suggestions for a new show, or if you have a gadget or something that you manufacture and you want me to review, just drop me a line at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. Thank you so much. I'll see everybody next Thursday.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who express them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.